Two brief readings to share with you. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is God and Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can we call on one in whom we have not believed? And how can we believe in one in whom we have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And from Acts chapter 2, verses 20 and 21 are these words. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, and before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So far our text, grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. As we have with each of these services, I'm going to read to you what's just below there, the commandment, and what does this mean, and then ask you to read with me in response Luther's explanation to this commandment. The second commandment, dealing with God's name, says, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean?
We should fear and love God so that we do not curse or swear or use satanic arts or are deceived by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks.
The second commandment here really focuses on showing respect. It's what it's really about. Having a relationship with God demands respect. Having a relationship with anyone demands respect. If we're really going to be involved with someone, have them in our lives, then there has to be respect there. And it's not always mutual, it's not always equal, but some level of respect has to be there. Respect is what's needed between spouses, between friends, between parents and children, and it goes both ways. Respect has to be shown by all. It encompasses our attitudes as well as our speech and our behavior. It's the quality of relationships. That's what respect really is. It's the quality of relationships. The more respect there is in a relationship, the better that relationship is going to be. And with God, certainly for a quality relationship, we have to have a great deal of respect. God has certainly earned it. God certainly deserves it. The question is, are we willing to show it? We say we do. We say we desire to, certainly, as Christians, but then all these other things seem to get in the way. And how we express our respect to him is not the only way that we are keeping this commandment when we're using his name correctly, but also how we use his name in the presence of others and how we respect God before the world around us. That also is involved in this commandment. We're expected to honor God in all ways and at all times. If we go about using God's name haphazardly or disrespectfully, or if we use his name irreverently or disparagingly, we're not showing respect for not only his name, but also God himself. We've misused his name. Yeah. Misusing a name is something that I know from growing up. George William Lowry Jr. went by Bill. Started off with an understanding George. Growing up in an era when the cartoon George of the Jungle was around, and you didn't want your name to be George because that was a very popular thing and it was easy to make fun of the name George. Bill, not so easy, until Saturday Night Live decided to make a Play-Doh figure and call him Mr. Bill, who got squashed at the end of every one of his shows. Yeah. Oh no! Mr. Bill finally learned to wear that moniker with pride, and matter of fact, some other high school students got it for me, a Mr. Bill t-shirt. Just wore it around. Let's just accept it, go with it. It's much better than George of the Jungle days, let me tell you. At least this one has a little bit of respect by some folks, so we'll go with it. It's important when we use names that we use names correctly. No one likes to have their names made fun of. Sometimes we even do avoid our names because they might be a name that others made fun of. I can recall some kids that were rather uniquely named, I'll say that, by their parents. At least in those days, they were unique names. Now they'd be nothing. We're all over the place with names nowadays. Anything goes. But in the days of the more conservative names, there were some rather uniquely named kids, and they didn't like those names getting out, and so they used either a nickname or a middle name that they went by. We don't do that with God. We have a name that we use, and it's the only name that we need and the name we're going to stick to. We call him God, and it works. Now, he has other ways of looking at that name and pronouncing that name, depending on the language that one is using, but God is the way that we say it in English, and it's what we hold on to. And as we do hold on to that name, we hold on to it in reverence and in love, and are careful, I hope, not to misuse that name that God has given us. You see, long ago, the Jewish people decided that they would obey this command and not misuse this name of God by simply not using it at all. The easiest way not to misuse the name would be to not use it, they figured. And so they didn't. Whenever they would come across, now Hebrew has in it only consonants in the alphabet. There are no vowels in the Hebrew alphabet. They're all consonants. So vowels are inserted according to context, and you know the word by the context that it's in and how you pronounce them. It takes some getting used to. And for those that begin to study Hebrew, they have all these little dots and slashes and marks that go below the letters in the modern Bibles that you can use when you're learning that stuff. But you really have to have the word in context to know how to pronounce it many times. And the word for God, Yahweh, can also be pronounced a couple of different ways. And that's what the Jews would do. Whenever they would come across the word Yahweh as in their readings, so they didn't use his name out loud and take the chance of misusing it, because you can't just use it here but not use it there. So it didn't matter where they were, synagogue or anything, they were not going to use that name so they wouldn't slip up at other places. Yahweh could be pronounced, and it's the exact same letters, four letters, Yahweh, as Adonai and Jehovah. All three words are spelt the exact same. Little bit different meaning. God is in God, the God. Yahweh is in even the El Shaddai, God all-powerful. But God, in saying Adonai and in saying the Jehovah, you were saying, instead of God, you were saying Lord, which it's in the same area, certainly, but it was their way of playing it safe. Neat little side note here. Some of you know this, I've shared before, but for others that haven't. If you've watched was it on last week? Palm Sunday, every Palm Sunday, Charlton Heston and Ten Commandments has always been on TV. I don't remember it being on last Sunday. Yeah, it's the first time I think we've ever gone through a Palm Sunday. Yeah. I mean, you can get the recording pretty easily, but yeah, it's in that, there's something that goes on in there, and I use that as a cue for you, because it's really a good way to think about what happened in part of this story. Moses is up there, Charlton Heston, of course. No, Moses was tougher than Charlton Heston, I'm thinking, pretty much. So they had to have somebody good to play him. But he's before the burning bush, and he's afraid to go down to Pharaoh, and he says, you know, who am I going to tell him is this God? And God said, I am. tell them that I am has sent you. Moses gets down there in front of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's asking him, so Moses, who's this God of yours? And Moses can't say, I am. You are? No. So he said, he is. And so the name Yahweh is actually, instead of saying the great I am, truly it's literally translated the great he is. That's the name of God. He is, that we've given him since then, that he has taken on himself. But he told Moses, I am. It was a personal mark. But Moses couldn't even bring himself to say that, and he was the first one to get the name. So he even altered it a little bit, the first corruption of that name of God that took place. Can you imagine if we couldn't call upon God? And there's a whole world of people that don't. And I wonder, because when I know that someone is in pain, I go to God and offer prayers. When I know that someone is suffering, I go to God and offer prayers. When I know someone is in need, I go to God and offer prayers. When I know that somebody's celebrating, I go to God and offer prayers. When I know that there's a opportunity to rejoice, a birthday, an anniversary, I go to God and I offer the prayers. And that's what we do. We go to God and we offer these prayers. And we're so thankful to God for all that he has done and all that he continues to do. And I go to God every single day in prayer. To the best of my knowledge, I don't think there has been a day in my life since I've been able to talk that I haven't prayed to God. To the best of my knowledge, unless I slept through the whole day because I was sick or something, maybe, but I'm pretty sure when I woke up, I'm still talking to God at that point, because we're wanting out of this too, right, if we're sick that long. But we're talking to God all the time. Maybe talking to God has become something that we've started to take for granted, in the idea that, is he listening? Does he pay attention? Does he really care? Is praying going to make any difference? To which all of which I say, yes. He's listening, he cares, and it will make a difference. God is there for us. God calls upon us to pray to him. And even Jesus models that for us when he prays in that garden, the prayer for the others, and he prays this high priestly prayer. When Jesus offers prayers at other places, when he teaches them the Lord's Prayer, and he's talking to them, he teaches them how to pray and who to pray to. We pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. And he calls this God Father, he calls him Dad, and he calls him God, and he always respects that name. We know that using God's name in profanity or slang or any way that is other than in prayer and praise, we are misusing the name of the Lord. One way that's become popular, very popular over the last several years, is in texting, even with the OMGs, which is saying, oh my God. That would be using the name of the Lord wrongly. We really shouldn't, as Christians, even be texting that little phrase, OMG, because it's not really the way any Christian should be using the name of God. Just like the name of Jesus, because that name is the name of God for us also. And we're not to misuse the name of Jesus, or even his title, the Christ, because that is associated with him. We dare not misuse these names, because we need these names to stay holy for us. We need them to be those names that we can call upon and take comfort in. I have heard adults say to their children, and using the Lord's name in vain, God, you, to their children, and I'm thinking either they are not Christians or they really don't understand the depth of what they